Welcome to Money Tips by Charles Kelly, author of Yes, Money Can Buy You Happiness. Charles spent over 25 years in financial services, working for banks, insurance companies, and as a qualified independent financial advisor running his practice, before setting up his speaking, consultancy, and property business. Money Tips will help you save, make, and accumulate more money, whether you are a business owner, entrepreneur, employee, or still searching for your vocation.
A lot of people are dissatisfied with their lives at the moment. You hear a lot of things about mental illness, people having that sort of apathy, not wanting to bother even to go to work, not wanting to bother to vote, and generally seems to be a lot of dissatisfaction about people's, maybe their work-life balance or their work. Maybe it's a lack of freedom. They feel that their life is tied in with work, you know, 40, 50 hours a week. And the second thing is financial. Things are definitely getting tougher financially out there. Not for you right at this moment, but if you look back over the last 10, 15, 20 years, the cost of living has risen faster than salaries, if you're employed, definitely. So people were better off in different bygone ages, I guess, on average, right? Not for everybody, but on average, people have got slightly worse off. And for some people, they've been squeezed. So I think it's true that the rich are getting a lot richer. There's the super rich getting massively wealthy. But the poor are definitely sort of getting poorer, if you like, and finding things tougher. It's much harder for young people to buy houses now and that sort of thing. And a lot of people are trying to get wealthy by saving, investing. They're doing the right things, putting the money aside, investing into good things. And that's great. But if you want to do it faster, there is a way to speed up that process to become wealthy and financially free. And that's called leverage, right? What is leverage? Leverage is a bit like the old Greek philosopher. I'm going to use this pair of scissors to demonstrate my quick demonstration on leverage. And I'll use my money jar here. But if you think about a big object there, and this Greek Archimedes from a couple of thousand years ago discovered that, you know, if you put a lever under it, it goes up, and you know, you can lift large weights. And basically his main theory was that the longer the lever, the easier it gets proportionally according to the length of that lever. So this has been known about, but in modern terms it's used as a term of maybe raising money, using leverage, using other people's money or other people's time, other people's labor to get them somewhere faster. So it could be that they are employing people to do the jobs they don't want to do, or the lower paid jobs, while they go on and do the higher paid work, like for instance sales. So they might employ an admin person to back up their sales because they're particularly good at sales or marketing. And I think you get the picture, right? They use leverage. AI and technology is another form of leverage. But the leverage I want to sort of talk about today is other people's money, and I'll be talking about this more for my supporters club as well. But just to give you an idea, think about this, right? If you were trying to save for a house, right? Now we know that just saving for a deposit is hard enough because prices are going up faster and faster, and you know it's hard to keep pace. And you find that when you've saved, say a 10% or 15% deposit for the house you want, the house you want now costs more, and so on. But imagine trying to save all of the money to buy the house in cash, right? So let's say you could buy a house for 300 or a flat for £300,000. Depends on where you live in the country or the world. £300,000 is still a lot of money. How long would it take you to save £300,000? Right? Think about this. How long would it take? Could you save 10,000 a year? That's 30 years. Could you save 30,000 a year? That's 10 years. Well, that's hard going, saving 30,000 a year. But let me ask you this. How long would it take you to borrow £300,000 or £300,000 less a 10% deposit? How long would it take you to borrow £300,000 and buy the house you want now and then pay that loan off over the next 25 years? Well, of course, the answer is very simple. You could go and borrow that money in a matter of days, if not hours, and get a mortgage approved. Provided you got the salary, of course, and that's another matter. Provided you qualify and you've got a reasonable credit history, so there's a massive use of leverage there to buy. Now you might say, "Oh, I'm paying interest on the loan and all that sort," but it doesn't matter because the house and inflation will kind of lever that mortgage away, because you know, if you just keep paying that mortgage for the next 25 years, well, in the last 5 years, the payments are going to seem like nothing. And you know, you could almost pay it off with your credit card or in cash, because the house is going up faster in value than you're paying on your mortgage interest. And this is what people have found. In the past, I've been able to build up property portfolios by borrowing more and more. And the more I borrowed, the wealthier I got. And the more I just tried to pay off mortgages, it didn't make sense. So that is one form of leverage that people use. Now, they use this for their own properties and for buy-to-let investment properties, commercial mortgages, and all sorts of things. It's a form of other people's money. So I hope that kind of makes sense. I'm going to go through it in a bit more detail on my supporters podcast as well. But I just want to talk about leverage. So when you hear the word leverage, it can mean lots of different things. It can mean, leverage can also mean raising money for your company on the stock market, borrowing money for a business. But it doesn't mean borrowing money for buying a big TV or buying something that's not an asset. That's actually a liability, like, you know, a secondhand car. Or just paying for a holiday, borrowing money on a credit card at 30% to pay for a holiday. That doesn't make sense. This is leverage to buy assets that will either grow faster than the loan you're taking on, or will give you a cash flow, a positive cash flow, and will benefit you in the long term. Does that make sense? Okay, so hopefully you'll be able to join me on my supporters club. I'm sorry to keep pushing it, but you know, for less than a price of a cup of coffee a month, you can get a lot more content. And the ultimate book on leverage, which I can't find here. I'll get it out one second. My book, which I wrote about leverage, which is called Borrow and Grow Rich. That's it there. This is about using other people's money. You know, and what I'm saying here is that for centuries, people have used other people's money, literally for centuries. It's not something new. It's not something that just come out of Wall Street or something. This has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years, that people, governments, businesses, and corporations were using this term of leverage, other people's money, to go and invest, discover new worlds, build mines and coal mines and gold mines and build huge corporations using leverage. So you can buy this book. It's a great book, by the way, and you know, on Amazon for, you know, $5.99, I think. But you can get a PDF copy free if you join my supporters club for half of that price, for less than £3 a month, and I'll give you a lot more bonuses on top of that as well. So I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Money Tips. For more tips and information, visit moneytipsdaily.com. The information given in this podcast is for your entertainment and should not be construed as financial advice. As always, take independent financial advice before making any investment decisions.